from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. A lot of Man Cave time right around the corner.
College
football on Saturday. NFL's back the next week. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Friday, Thursday. They play Tuesday this year. Don't they have a Wednesday game?
Probably.
I don't know. They're playing every day of the week. It's
probably
football season, and it starts on Saturday. We'll talk to Brandon Adams about the Georgia Bulldogs and their first game against Clemson coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as always to wrap the show up. Any question, any topic, and we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a minute as well.
Yeah, like you're saying, like all these days of just ball. And so, but ain't none of it coming up. NFL ball.
No high school football for you.
No.
And I know he's been in college now for a year, but the Friday nights getting hyped up.
Yeah, I do. I
mean, but it's coming around the
corner. It's coming around the corner.
Samson's not too far off.
You know, it's crazy because I got the it's because I got my nephew Tristan. He's playing varsity. Obviously, he's playing on Terrence's team. And so then you got other nephews, godsons. Like, damn, I got too many of y'all, man. I'm just gonna look at it on the GHSS got the little app thing.
Yeah,
I'll just see if I can find it out, man.
Just tune into Sam
because you
on
know
Friday
I am.
Night. He'll
I'm
tell
like,
you about
they
it.
Got, they all know how I am. Like, you know, I'm going to be there, man. And I'll eventually make it to one. But yeah, you know what I mean? My stands are my couch. The stands are my couch, man.
I saw Samson running some routes
over
the weekend.
Yeah, man, we're getting there, man. We just got to keep practicing. Because you got the mentality, we just got to get the skill to go with the mentality. You know what I mean? Got to get the skill.
But you can't teach the mentality.
That's
no, instilled.
You can't teach it. That crazy-ass McMichael football mentality is in him. But you gotta hone the skill, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to mold it. You got to, like, it's like clay. It's like clay, man.
Does he start pads this fall?
Okay. Because he's not like, nah.
Just for the safety of the other kids?
Yeah, and himself. I'm like, dude, relax, bro. Dude, relax, homie. Relax.
A lot of Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, man, relax. All right? It's going to be all right, man. But, yeah, man, and then I got the damn location confused. I thought Peach County was playing. They are playing Berkmar, but they're playing them in Peach County.
Oh, okay.
And so I thought it was up there at Berkmar. So
that would have been a short trip.
Yeah, been a short trip. Right, it's right around the corner. But we talked about high school
County.
I saw that.
Not a short trip.
I saw Milton went down and beat St. Thomas down there in Florida.
Really?
Yeah, went down there and spanked them too.
Milton's good.
Yeah, man.
Really, really good.
They really, really.
Are they the team that's the highest ranked in the state?
I'm assuming.
Because I saw a number next to their name that was national.
We saw that. You remember?
Sixth, right?
They were like sixth. And I was like, is this state or is this nation?
National, yeah.
It should be as big as that damn school is. It ain't as big as Buford, but it's.
That's a great football school too.
Yeah, man.
There's a million great football schools around here. It's awesome.
I love it too.
It's just always so funny, and this will never not be a novelty to me, just not being from here. Because anytime somebody was from my area and was good at college football, everybody knew who they were.
Right.
Like Jonathan Taylor. Sorry, not Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Stewart, who went to Oregon. Mm-hmm. He was from the area. Was a 5-star. All that kind of stuff. Jacob Eason getting recruited by Georgia was a huge deal because the SEC does not come into Washington, especially small towns in Washington, and recruit. Anytime you start getting ready for college football seasons down here, and we just clicked on because Florida State plays BC this weekend. BC's quarterback's just from Waycross, you know?
Yeah.
This is every team, like one out of three teams has a quarterback that's from Georgia.
When Jacob Eason was being recruited, because he was a nationally recruited, he was one of the top players in the country. Was he that dude at Screven? Was it Screven?
Lake Stevens.
What am I thinking of Screven? Lake Stevens, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Was it like, is that a big, like, football power?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's not. It's not at all.
Okay.
But you knew who he was.
Right.
Because, you know, the national hype and the big arm and all that stuff. And Washington was after him from when the time he was, you know, eighth grade, whatever, right. You know, because Sark wasn't scared to throw scholarships at. Right. He's the guy that started that.
I know.
What's the kid that Miami that transferred all those different places that we used to make fun of?
That dork.
That Sark offered him a scholarship in eighth grade.
Yeah.
He, it's Sark's fault that all that stuff started. But so, yeah, everybody knew about Eason. But again, like for Georgia to come up there and the Matthew Stafford comparisons and all that because of the arm, mm-hmm. like, it was crazy. Their high school games were sold out. Like, you know, you couldn't get standing room to watch Lake Stevens play his senior year of high school. And he was good. I don't think they won state.
Right.
He didn't have a lot of talent around him. But every once in a while, there'd be a guy like that, and it would be a big deal. Every year, there's 10 guys like that in the state of Georgia. It's unbelievable. It's crazy. It's awesome.
It's unreal, man, the depth that they have here in this state as far as just players. I know Miami and Florida and everything, and Texas, yep. and California,
yep.
all those there. I mean, per capita, I think they say Louisiana. I mean, you know, you think about them dudes down there in that boot. I mean, it's amazing. And it's crazy how that you look at them and they look like they're NFL players already. Like, what grade are you in?
Wait a minute.
What?
Sophomore in what? High school?
No.
Something's wrong.
No.
Yeah. You always say it. What are they putting in the formula?
I don't know, man. That's Similac. Similac got like some Hulk gene in it. I don't know.
We made a mistake breastfeeding them,
these
Randy.
These kids are big as hell.
They're going to be undersized.
These kids are big as hell now, man. But yeah, love the fact that, you know, of course, our favorite show is Sam Crenshaw. Mm-hmm. When I was in the car on Sunday going to pick up some stuff, him and Greg were up at Chateau Lawn for a golf tournament.
I saw that.
I was like, damn.
That's right. Greg, obviously, but Sam is the classiest guy
yes.
at the radio station.
Yes.
I mean, Sam Crenshaw is a living legend. As much as we can get him out and yeah. about, especially at golf tournaments.
Yes.
I mean, we got to get him out there at East Lake at some point this week, I hope.
Yeah.
Just to be the class representative of the radio station.
We're going to be at East Lake.
We'll be there.
Thursday, Friday,
we'll be broadcasting from the Tito's Stillhouse. And then Dukes and Bell are also going to be broadcasting Thursday and Friday. Now, they're going to be at the Landing.
Right.
So we're inside.
Oh, they're going to be outside?
I think the Landing's where we were last year. Which
Ooh.
Is, without question, Ooh. The hottest radio broadcast Ooh. I've ever done Ooh. In my life.
It was
that Friday
gorgeous.
Of the Tour Championship last year, before we took the air,
yes.
we were sitting there
yes.
drenched.
Yes.
By the time we got off at 2 o'clock, I mean, it was like...
It was a wrap.
Yeah, it was very, very... I don't think it's supposed to be that hot this week, but it's going to be hot
because yeah.
it's Georgia and it's August. But yeah, we'll be there Thursday and Friday. Do you know they're doing something tomorrow at Eastlake that... I think it's a pretty cool thing that the Tour Championship is doing and that golf is kind of trying to embrace some of this younger, I don't know if alternative is the right word, but much less like stuffy, like traditional golf. They're having a thing called the Creators Classic.
Okay.
And it's all these like golf social media people, like people that, you know, whatever, like maybe it's you give them like tips or you just do different trick shots, or there's people that are there's girls that are really good looking that people watch their page. They're uh-huh. also good golfers as well.
Uh-huh.
But they're all going to be out there tomorrow
oh,
playing
sweet.
Like a tournament against each other.
Oh, sweet.
They're going to stream it on YouTube.
We can get you in there?
I'm not. No. I'm not there. I got about 4,000 Instagram followers.
Hey, dog.
I need to keep up that chipping at my stump in the backyard,
hey,
but I've been very sporadic.
We got to start using our leverage and our flexibility around here, man. Get you into stuff.
I like to be in there.
Yeah, get you into some
I'm
stuff.
A creator.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I can golf.
But that's what I'm saying. How can we get you to be a part of that?
A little bit more, probably a little more skin.
Okay, well, yeah. I mean, golf.
I got to show some more skin. I'm not afraid to.
Golf shirtless then, okay? Golf shirtless, all right?
I think that's what it would be.
Yeah.
I think that's my niche. Is that a grizzly bear? No, it's a man. That's a man swinging a golf club. All right, let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
And change up.
Deep to left, stay fair ball. Yes, it will. A two-run blast off the bat of Travis d'Arnaud. It's batting practice right now for the Atlanta Braves in the Twin Cities. 439 feet.
Travis d'Arnaud, Matt Olson, Whit Merrifield goes 5 for 5
Whoa.
Yesterday. Now, none of them were home runs, obviously, not much of a power hitter, but 5 for 5 in a game is insane.
Hell yeah.
He's batting 400 since he became a Brave, and he's been in the leadoff spot the last couple games with Soler out. Now, Soler is back, but he still looks a little hobbled. But, yeah, nice win yesterday for the Braves, 10-6 in the first game in the series against the Twins.
Well, yeah, I mean, they used up all the damn runs for this week. You know, hopefully that's not the case.
I
but it was good to see, you know, for them get it going. Matt, we talked and played the Matt Olson clip earlier. he killed that damn one. I mean, as soon as and you destroyed it. You know, I keep the volume down and when I'm watching the Braves usually. When I saw him connect, I was like, oh, it's gone. I mean, he crushed that damn ball, and you were able to get something done. Obviously, the rain delay. I don't know why I thought they had an indoor stadium up there for some reason.
You know, they had the audacity to say that Matt Olson's home run went less far than Darno's home run?
Yeah, you know how
Yeah,
that,
right.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Man. I don't.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
I don't believe the stat guy.
I don't believe it either.
Whatever.
I don't believe
whatever
it
they call it. What do they call that thing? The guy that the little equation that tracks the distance? It sucks. It's broken.
Yeah.
Just let me estimate it.
Let me
like they used to.
Let me believe what I want to believe.
574 like Mickey Mantle used to do.
Yeah. Listen, let me believe what I want to believe.
But smoking cigarettes.
They got the win. Yeah, right. You know, and Max Free had to come back. I honestly, Andy, when they came back from the rain delay and they showed the Braves bullpen. So I was like, oh, they're not going to let Max go back out there.
A lot of times they don't.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
After a delay
a lot of times
like
they don't
that.
Let him go back out there. But Max went back out there, battled and everything. And they were able to get the win 10-6. Good for them. They were able to get off to a good start. But Michael Harris came in, great catch.
Yes,
don't know when he's going to be able to go back to full-time duty and things. But I tell you what. You'll take them any way you can.
Yeah.
Because they tricked off games against worse teams than this.
Oh, no. I mean, we are fully at the point of the season where any win is a good win. That's always true. But, like, we're not nitpicking wins for this baseball team. Not with this lineup.
No.
Not with Whit Merrifield,
Jorge Soler. Now, we can't say he's playing well and then clown him.
Well, yeah, he's playing well, but he's also here because he got cut.
I know.
You know what I mean?
But I saw this the other day. It might be before this game. Never would have thought waking up back in spring training that this would be the line of the day. Doing 5 for 5.
Yeah.
All right, let's enjoy it.
I did. And I'm also going to clown him. Like, I can enjoy it while also being like, I don't think this is going to keep up.
It.
But yeah, of course. Of course I enjoyed it. It's awesome. Bunch of little soft singles to right field. It's my favorite. Reminds me of Ichiro. But no, of course. It's awesome. Anybody goes 5 for 5, you're going to take it. But the bottom of the lineup, I mean, you got Urshela, who no one even heard of. Laureano, who wasn't here.
He had a couple dingers last week.
It's all great, and I'm enjoying it. But what I'm saying is there is no room to criticize any win because of who's out there doing it right now. Now, at some point, hopefully, Ozzie's going to be back, and maybe Riley's back in the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. You can get some of the firepower back in your lineup. But right now, you're just trying to win series however you can. You know what else you got last night for the 15th consecutive game? You got a starting pitcher giving up 3 or less runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why this team is still alive. It's not, no offense to the, you know, those guys in the lineup are doing a pretty good job. But the reason this team's 11 games over 500 is because the starting pitching has been ridiculous and the bullpen's been fantastic as well.
Yeah, I mean, who's I mean, it,
Schwelly.
All right, and he's been outstanding.
He's been awesome.
This young man has been awesome. And hopefully he can go ahead and put together another great performance. And, I mean, give him at least 4. How about that? Give him at least 4.
He's not going to need 4.
You think it's?
I'll take four.
You think it's a 2-guy?
Yeah, I think Schwellenbach wins the game today if you give him 2 runs.
I'm trying to, but no.
The Twins are pretty good, actually. They're a pretty good team.
But they had, I mean, I always thought that damn stadium was inside.
Used to be.
That's what I thought. I was like, hold on, isn't it? Because they got a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, well, I thought it was attractive for some reason. Mm. I don't understand why you would have an outdoor. It don't get that cold. No, it gets cold in Minnesota in September.
By the end of, they don't really play in October.
They really don't play in October.
They haven't lately. But, yeah, they used to be the Metrodome.
The Metrodome.
It was a dump. It was like a big blown up.
I played in the Metrodome.
You played
it,
yeah.
Yeah, I played
it. It was like
there.
A big blown up garbage bag.
Yeah, I played in that raggedy.
If it snowed too hard, the roof would collapse.
That's what happened to it. You remember that?
Very crappy.
You remember that
very
happened?
Crappy stadium.
And the Vikings had to play outside.
It was one of the 2 stadiums I've ever been in that was worse than the Kingdome. The Oakland Athletics Coliseum.
Crap.
The Oakland Coliseum.
Yes.
And the Metrodome.
Crap.
Yeah.
And then Buffalo.
Kingdome and the Metrodome both got imploded.
Buffalo before they...
The Oakland Coliseum. Still there.
Yeah, Buffalo before they added the extra urinal in the team room. In the team's bathroom.
All right, we'll come back. Brandon Adams is going to join us. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs football with him as we do on Tuesdays at 1:20. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps.
and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open. You can text us or tweet us as well. Wrap the show up by answering as many of your questions as we can to the best of our abilities. But 120 on Tuesdays all year means Brandon Adams, but it's especially fun and special this week as it is week one of the college football season. Brandon Adams, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily, brought to you by the Tour Championship. Get your tickets today at tourchampionship.com. We'll be out there on Thursday and Friday broadcasting as well. B.A., happy week one of college football season. How are you?
What up, B.?
Boy, I'm ready for it. I'm so excited. I just love the conversation that's in the air and obviously the energy around all this. It's just a great time of year.
What would you say is the main conversation this week leading into week one against Clemson? Because obviously you're in it as deep as anybody is, and there's a million different tangents and tons of different topics. What's the main focus of conversation leading into this game?
I think, you know, for me and probably some of the people that I've been kind of talking to, I think it kind of comes down to, is Clemson still Clemson enough to kind of make this a competitive football game? You know, Georgia's about a 2-touchdown favorite, but Georgia against ranked non-conference opponents for the most part over the course of the last, well, like 2 or 3 years, I mean, they're walloping these teams. You know, Michigan in the Orange Bowl, Oregon to start the 2022 season, Florida State in last year's Orange Bowl. The Ohio State game was close, but for the most part, when Georgia's playing kind of a ranked non-conference opponent, these games aren't close at all. You know, is Clemson still good enough to prevent that from happening, or has this program regressed to the point where, you know, this isn't really a competitive game either?
B.A., me and Andy were talking earlier, and I think one of the bigger things is the personnel part is the Etienne situation. And I don't know why. I think, B.A., because I slept too much last night, but I thought, I was like, I don't know. I have a feeling that Kirby might not play him. Would you be more surprised if he played or if he didn't play?
Okay, originally I would have said I expected him to play, but it's not hard right now to find somebody who sort of knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who, you know, will say that they've heard on good authority that ETN's not playing. There's enough of that kind of unofficial chatter right now that it leads me to believe that he's probably not going to play. I don't mind telling you this. I think he probably should. You know, if he had a DUI, then that's probably enough to keep him out of the game. But he didn't. Legally, right, that charge was reduced. He was never – what was never in dispute was he was not over the legal limit, which is like .08 or whatever else. Mm-hmm. He was just, you know, under 21, yeah, so therefore he got, you know, the DUI charge, you know, kind of around that. So I think that Georgia would be well within its rights to play ETN and perhaps linebacker Smile Mondon too. But the sense that I get is, at least in the case of ETN, he's probably not going to play. Mondon might not either, and, you know, who knows exactly why. Georgia's obviously not going to reveal very much about this, but I would say somewhat surprisingly, it seems to me pretty unlikely that ETN will play.
Interesting. Yeah, it kind of feels like that's the direction that the momentum is headed in. If he doesn't, I mean, does that say to you, Kirby sort of responding to a bigger picture program-wide statement or specific to this or what? Like, what would that say to you if ETN actually was suspended for this opener?
Well, I think it would suggest that somebody somewhere, whether it's Kirby Smart or someone above Kirby Smart or someone around the university somewhere, is a little bit maybe sensitive or at least aware of some of the perception stuff around the program. And as I said before, if they do sit ETN, I believe they're making the wrong choice. And obviously, as I suggested a moment ago, you know, I think there's a chance that Georgia wins comfortably no matter who plays. So this is not about winning or losing versus Clemson. I think it's about the fact that, you know, I just don't know that what ETN, you know, is accused of doing is necessarily enough to keep him out of a football game. But obviously the perception of this is something that maybe Georgia's a little bit aware of, and you know, maybe they're managing the situation related to that.
B.A., I know me and Andy, we were talking, and he made a great point of, like, usually coming out of camp, you always hear about
I stole this from B.A., by the way,
B.A.?
Just so
oh,
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You don't have, like, that buzz about this receiver group. And I was thinking about this morning, and thinking about Dylan Bell, and you still got Arian and guys like that, guys who played a lot of football, but just that one guy stand out. And I thought about it. I was like, you know who – didn't we just got the kid from Vanderbilt – you know, to play whatever role he wants to play. I remember the big plays he made against Georgia last year in that game. Yeah. Is there a certain sense of, like, there's not that guy because of the fact of what you have lost as far as Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, I mean, as Andy said, we have talked about this a little bit, and I don't quite know what this means necessarily. And I am fully open to the idea that it's a misread on my part. But, I mean, I can promise you, you don't have to go very far to find people who've seen scrimmages or been to practice or know people who have, and they're raving about running backs, you know, raving about tight end. Obviously, a lot of praise to the offensive line. And it is as quiet as a mouse about the wide receivers. Now, that may be a case where, hey, no news is still good news, and some of the stuff we heard during the spring carries over to the fall, and Lovett and Bell and all these guys are getting ready to have a good year. But, man, hard not to notice that the rumor mill right now is pretty quiet for Georgia around wide receiver at a time in which, as you said, Georgia needs guys to step up because there is no Brock Bowers. There were moments last year, especially in the first third of the season, where Bowers almost ended up being the sum total of the offense. You certainly don't beat Auburn on the road without him last year. And so now he's not here. And so what does Georgia do offensively without Brock Bowers? That's a really interesting question going into Saturday. And are these wide receivers ready to be the kind of pass-catching targets that can help sort of fill that statistical void? I mean, honestly, we're watching that closely.
I thought you summed it up pretty well, too, when you were having this conversation of, like, maybe it's nothing. Like, maybe silence means nothing. But in preseasons past, when something really good has been happening in camp, the good seems to leak. Like, oh, there's the hype around this player, or this guy looks like this, or like you're talking about right now with the running backs. If there's a bad thing, it tends to not. It tends to kind of just be quiet. Like, there hasn't been a lot of reports of, like, oh, this guy looks terrible in camp. Like, this guy doesn't look ready. And then maybe somebody did have a camp like that. We just didn't hear about it. So, yeah, I think you're on solid ground as far as putting the dots together on that one. I mean, I think we all hope that that's not the case and the wide receivers come out and play really well. But I think it's reasonable, given the history of the way things sort of come out of Georgia's camp, to think that that might be what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, bad news never leaks around most college programs. It certainly doesn't leak around Georgia. So-and-so had a great camp. That has a tendency to sort of slip out because, in a roundabout way, Georgia's sort of okay with good news coming out. But nobody burns their sources by saying, boy, did you hear about so-and-so? He's having a terrible camp. Obviously, if people are capable of good camps, they're capable of not quite so good camps. But we don't hear bad news. It just doesn't leak quite as frequently. And so, therefore, sometimes that leaves us having to judge the silence.
B.A., what do you think that the crowd's going to look like as far as the ratio of red and black to orange and purple?
Well, it's close enough that I'm obviously guessing that a lot of Clemson fans are coming. I mean, you know, they're only about an hour and a half at most from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So I'm sure they'll be there in large numbers. I guess there will be, you know, more Georgia fans than, you know, Clemson fans, just simply because that's what we've come to expect from Georgia. But I believe that Clemson will have large numbers. But it's one of those things where I wonder, and obviously this is coming from a red and black point of view, I wonder how ready Clemson might be to sort of turn on their team here a little bit or get up and leave or, you know, I mean, whether it be Dabo Swinney not taking calls on the radio show anymore or whatever else. There's a lot of weirdness around Clemson. And I get the impression that the kind of hope springs eternal feeling first game of the season, man, you could pop that like a balloon with a kind of a slow start to this game or something like that. And a large number of Clemson fans might either get up and walk out or start booing or something like that. I don't get the impression they're a very optimistic bunch at the moment.
Yeah, you might not be able to let Tyler from Spartanburg call in anymore, but you can't make him stop booing if you're getting the brains beat out of you in the week one of the season. Brandon Adams joins us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, talking some Georgia football. Let's go back and think about what opening games have sort of told us about seasons, and then think about what this game might. Obviously, the 21 game against Clemson clearly the defense was like, yeah, this is us. Like, yes. We scored the touchdown to win the game. This is what it's going to be. They won the national championship on their backs. 22, Stetson Bennett threw a million touchdowns. They beat the hell out of Oregon. That offense was crazy that year. They won the national championship. What sort of statement do you think this team can and intends to make on Saturday?
Well, for me, now the Georgia themselves are not saying this. This is coming from me alone. I've said I'd like to see them score 14 first quarter points. You know, Georgia only scored 7 points in the first quarter last year against UT Martin. Didn't score any points in the first quarter against Ball State. Only scored 3 points in the first half of the third game against South Carolina. This is a team that got off to very slow starts offensively a year ago. You mentioned the Oregon game. 7 straight touchdowns to begin the game to start the 2022 season. I don't know that this Georgia team is going to do quite what that Georgia team did against this Clemson team, but if you can find 14 first-quarter points in a game in which your team total is right now about 30.5, that to me would send a pretty strong message that Georgia is going to be potent offensively and also capable of getting off to better starts with a veteran starting quarterback than it did a season ago.
B.A., we appreciate it,
B.
Great stuff as always. I know we'll all be watching on Saturday.
Yeah, looking forward to it, guys. It's great to be with you. Thanks a lot.
Brandon Adams there, host of the Dog Nation Daily podcast, joins us every Tuesday. Follow him on Twitter at Dog Nation Daily as well. Again, this man does a podcast every single day about Georgia football. This week, they just happen to have a game.
I agree with him so much on the slow start. That's why
it's true,
yeah. Yeah, that's why I was saying, like, it could be a more of a fill-out type situation where he's like, okay, we're going to play ball control, field position, and all those other crap. Oh, man, we got Clemson got off. They scored first, so now let's ramp it up. No, go
take it to him.
Go take it to him.
You're better. Yeah. You're better. You got Carson Beck. You got that offensive line. Like, go make them feel you, you know? So Clemson's got Georgia Saturday, right?
Yep.
And then they got App State at home the next week.
Y'all going up?
We can't.
You can't go?
No, we can't.
I don't know. Are you upset about that?
I would love to go.
Oh, okay.
But we can't.
It's not birthday, is it?
No.
You know
it's
what?
Not.
We're just talking. We're talking.
Now, I even got West Durham even offered me tickets. He was like, you want to go? And I was like, I do want to go, but I can't.
Damn, am I missing something?
No.
Okay.
You're not.
Okay.
You can ask about it in the AMA if you want. There's a tease. Uh-huh. AMA is next, 404. 726.
I got 7 minutes. Wait, I'll tell you
in the break. I might even use some profanity when I tell you. But the AMA is next. Any question, any topic, we will do our best to answer the questions that you have. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Couple of NFL cuts to mention here. I know we already had mentioned that the Cardinals cut Desmond Ridder, last year's starting quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. and Kadarius Toney was cut by the Chiefs. Not surprising, but given that we knew that was probably going to happen leading up to it. Surprising if you'd have told me 3 years ago that Kadarius Toney was just going to get cut. But
Bring him here.
Just take a flyer?
Yeah.
I mean, he's very fast.
Yeah.
He makes plays.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody's going. That's the thing. Somebody's going to sign Kadarius Toney. Yeah. Is anybody going to sign Desmond Ridder?
No. Yeah. I can see somebody give him a break.
Well, he's got DoorDash to fall back on.
Hey, man. Y'all leave that man alone, man. That man had to do what he had to do.
Damn right.
All right.
You got to make ends meet.
Yeah. That man had to do what he had to do.
Yep. We all do. All right. Mike is in Atlanta. Caller one. Hey, Mike.
Man, what's up, guys? So I'm going to make this real quick. So the first one is something you did real stupid to get a butt whipping as a kid. Mine, this is early 80s, man, and I had some Hot Wheels from Kmart. And back then, my mom had a Tupperware party. And, dude, I went and got all her nail polish and tricked up my cars. I painted the rims and everything. My sister saw it, and, dude, I got beat for that one.
Oh, man.
And second one, Randy, I need your help on this one. I'm a 73 Grady, baby. I don't want no darn sugar in my grits.
You damn right.
And I don't want spaghetti with no fish.
You damn right. No. Me and you are on the same page. We are the same page of that. My wife, ain't no in the hell I'm doing sugar with no grits. All right? Whatever. You would never convince me or nothing like that. Spaghetti and fish, I don't understand it. My wife likes it. Donna likes it.
I haven't even heard of
that. Donna likes spaghetti and fried fish. I don't know what that scenario
like
is.
Like together?
Yeah.
Like with spaghetti sauce on
no,
the fish?
No. Spaghetti and fish.
Oh, just like separately.
Yeah, separate but the same.
As like a side. The spaghetti is a side.
Yeah, I don't want my wife, she likes
okay,
it.
That's less crazy.
Yeah, but
I thought you were mixing sugar, fish
no, spaghetti.
Sugar
in the grits is, and ain't nothing. And I do, what was his name?
Mike.
Mike, you just brought back a whole lot of things.
Just flashbacks?
Because all of us know
beatings?
This. No, of course the beatings. But how many of y'all mama out there had them Tupperware parties?
Oh,
dude.
Yeah, so much Tupperware.
Dude.
And he brought up the yes. two things that are always brought up together yes. as well, spaghetti and Tupperware.
Yeah.
You put spaghetti and Tupperware one time,
yep, and it's going to stain the whole thing. But, oh, man, I remember mama.
How could they not figure that out?
I remember when mama used to have them damn Tupperware part. vacuuming all of it and then have them damn incense going all damn day.
What was the one where they got together and they wanted to sell makeup?
Mary Kay. Yeah, Mary Kay.
My stepmom briefly, one time when I was looking, she was like, I'm going to do it. And, like, if you sell enough, you get a pink cat. Cadillac.
Yeah,
we're like, oh, she's gonna get a pink Cadillac.
I don't think. I remember them Tupperware parties. God, goodness gracious.
Yeah. All right. Verbal is in Atlanta. Hey, Verbal.
Please.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Listen, quick question, man. I want to know players that surprised you the most after the cut. One being a player that you thought we're going to be okay, somebody pick them up, but you never heard from them again. Mm. And then the other one, the exact opposite, man. Somebody thought that was it for them, but then they turned out to make a pretty good name for themselves.
Okay.
Man, I hate these questions.
Yeah.
Because I can't dig that deep.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of more of the positive one.
Yeah,
like
too.
A guy was like, I can't believe that guy lasted in the league
as
long as he
did. I think the biggest one was definitely, I mean, James Harrison was one that a lot of people kind of knew that, you know, he's getting picked up. But he's like, once it turns on for him, it's going to be just, you know, the sky's going to be limited.
And now he's in the Hall of Fame.
He's a damn Hall of Fame player. Wow, I couldn't think. I'm trying to think.
I mean, there's so many guys that probably had the physical talent to do it, but
a lot of them that
just couldn't get out of their own way.
I think that's the biggest thing. Can't get out of their own damn way. I'll tell you, a guy who they tell me the story about him when I got to San Diego, was Malcolm Floyd. And Malcolm was a receiver, went to Wyoming. When I got there, like, Malcolm was – I love Malcolm. Malcolm was all golly gee guy, you know. And Malcolm was on and off the practice squad for all these years, never gave up, became a legit number two receiver on those Chargers teams, and just always made plays. He just always made plays. And, like, Malcolm was like – my man Mal got a nice little contract from the Chargers. Like, okay, I got my nest egg. I don't want to dump. He's California cool. Mal just walked away like, I'm good.
Great.
Yeah, Mal's like, I'm good.
Probably living a stress-free life now.
If I know Malcolm, he is.
His kids and family and stuff?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's something that I love hearing stories,
man,
like that.
Yeah.
Guys that had maybe did a little better than they thought they were going to do, had a little extra contract that they thought they were going to get, appreciated it.
Yep.
Retired, maybe your high school coach, something like that. That kind of stuff.
Yeah, Malcolm and Joshua Tree somewhere.
Great. Even better.
Yeah.
He should hit up Jackson.
Yeah, Malcolm.
They get together. Yeah. All right, Big Mel is on his way to Camellia. Hey, what's up, Mel?
It's funny. I talk about the Tupperware parties and not Mary Kay, but back then it was Avon.
Oh, that's
Avon.
The Avon lady.
Yep.
But anyway, one question on both of y'all. Randy, since you burn hard, I guess you always use the brown Listerine. None of the blue stuff, none of the scope, because that brown Listerine is strong.
Yeah. Okay. Remember, we had that conversation. Like, I like a little burn in my mouth. My wife like them cute little scope things, dog. Now you got to give me that powerful Listerine.
Now, mine is Listerine, but it is blue.
Yeah, that's all right.
Cool,
man. That green.
It kills 99% of bad germs that cause bad breath, plaque, and gingivitis.
But that green, if you ain't swishing around and making that mean face.
Okay. Was there another one, Mel? Second question?
Mel's gone.
Yeah, I carry some Listerine in the backpack.
Why do you carry Listerine with you?
Just in case.
Okay.
Same reason I carry deodorant with me.
I
don't want to be offending the senses of my coworkers.
I understand that.
Friends.
This is so
family.
Cool. They got Reggie Bush just put up his portrait in the Heisman House.
Oh, phenomenal.
So cool.
They need to make that a story on those commercials.
Cool.
Where you been, man?
Yeah. Where have you been?
Where you been?
And it has to
you
be,
get lost?
And it has to be Barry Sanders saying it.
Yeah. You get lost on the way?
Oh, yeah. Wait, so
Does what's his name bring him there? Like they pull up in the same car?
Who? Caleb Williams?
No, what's the cat did from Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel.
Oh, Johnny Manziel.
Oh, yeah, right.
That was Johnny Manziel. Because Johnny was going to boycott the Heisman ceremony until they brought Reggie back. That'd be great. Him and Reggie pull up together. Oh, it's an awesome idea. So many possibilities. They're very creative with those commercials, so I think they'll probably do a good job. Rico is in McDonough. What's up, Rico?
How's it going, man? First time caller. First off, sugar and grits is blasphemy.
Preach.
I'm from Atlanta. I'm from Atlanta. But the fish and spaghetti thing, I have had that before. It's definitely an acquired taste. But my question is, what is a food that you guys liked or hated as a kid, but now you like it?
Oh, man.
Now you love it.
Thank you, Rico.
Any green vegetable.
Yeah.
I hated vegetable. I love me some spinach, Brussels sprouts, broccoli.
Yeah, Brussels sprouts is definitely the one.
I love them.
But I also think, and no offense to my family, but I feel like there was like one way to cook that stuff back in the day.
Yeah,
they would just
I agree.
Steam it.
I agree.
So it's just like mushy green stuff.
Yes.
Like I don't know why no one told him you could cut it in half, drizzle some stuff on it,
put salt,
and bake it,
and bake it,
and have it be crispy and delicious.
Yes.
Like, we had Brussels sprouts cooked like that last night.
That's the only way I cook them.
Yeah,
that's the only way I cook them.
You can do the same thing with broccoli.
That's the
get a
only,
little char on
only,
top of it.
The only way I cook
nice.
It. Only way I cook it.
I don't know why. In the 80s, all they had, it was just mushy green vegetables.
Mushy green ass vegetables. I agree with you so much. But yeah, just throw that thing in the oven.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Crisp it up a little bit. You can put all kinds of different seasonings on it, like olive oils, balsamic vinegar, whatever. There's all kinds of stuff you can do to it. Yeah, but that's it. That's what it is.
Any of the green vegetables.
Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Yo, I just want to tell you fellas, thank you. Again, wifey's birthday was yesterday.
You're welcome.
I held the AMA. I held the AMA from Friday until yesterday and played it for her on her birthday, and she just loved it.
Great.
Craziest thing that happened. Well, first of all, I got to say this, man. The only thing that should go in grits is either butter, salt, pepper, or cheese.
Yeah.
I agree.
I like cheese. Jalapenos?
No.
Hot sauce?
No.
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 Well, I like it.
And I got a fix for you, Randy, before I tell this quick story. The fix is when she makes the spaghetti and the fish, just make some grits. So you can have fish and grits, and she can have spaghetti. Then there you have it. But the funniest thing that happened, so I'm getting ready for yesterday. I'm trying to cook her dinner, and I'm in the kitchen cleaning up the kitchen, and I have a guilty pleasure as far as a song. And it is, I think I'm saying her name right, Sarah Barry Ellis. The song is called Love Song. And it always plays in the store. So it's just one of those random songs that I randomly will hum. She walks in. She's like, what are you humming? And I play the song. And she's like, really? So I know my homeboys are going to text me in a minute because they're listening.
Yes.
What's y'all guilty song that y'all randomly may hum or sing that nobody would think that you know?
None of them.
You're not guilty about it.
I ain't guilty about it. I ain't finna.
I don't feel sad about the stuff I know.
I mean, ain't like a Disney song, a Miss Rachel song.
Sometimes I will catch myself singing Let It Go from Frozen.
Or Cocoa Melon or something. But
that song slaps.
But
so I mean, I don't feel bad about it.
But no, I won't be riding around singing to all the single ladies or nothing. I won't be singing. No,
I will.
No,
and I will not feel guilty about it.
Hell no.
I'll do the dance. The song is incredible.
Incredible song. I ain't singing it. I wish I would. My wife would look at me some kind of weird if I pull up and I got that on. I promise I pull up in the driveway.
What does she think? What would she think? Like, what would be the problem?
Why am I listening to that?
I know, but why not? It's a good song.
I didn't say it wasn't a good song.
But what's wrong with listening to a good song? I'm just trying to get you to explain yourself. Because I'll pull up to the house with the windows down doing one of these bad boys.
And see, that's,
because again, that song slaps.
See, again, Mo, if you doing what Andy just did with the single A where they flash in the ring, then. No, I'm not, man.
Song's awesome.
That just would not happen in my car. And there's nothing wrong with it. If you like it, you good. That's good. I ain't calling you nothing. I'm just talking about, and I always try to keep everything in the perspective of how I think about things, okay?
I think there's a lot of songs probably that I sing in my car that people would think of as guilty pleasures, but I feel no guilt.
No.
Because if I think the song's good and I like singing it, I'm going to sing it.
Let me ask you this, okay? All right. You remember SWV, right?
Love SWV.
Do you ever say, oh boy?
I sing like all the lyrics to every song.
So, because you know she's talking to a dude when she says, "Oh boy."
I know.
Do you say that?
Probably.
All right, let's get takeaways.
I'll sing the lyrics along.
Let's get takeaways, man. look at takeaways, dog.
I can't change all the lyrics.
Yeah, you can, dog. You say, "Oh," when she be like, "Oh boy," in the song. You say, "Oh boy," you'll say, "Oh girl."
I might. I don't know. I might change it.
Damn, man.
What if I don't?
That's on you, brother.
What do you think's going to happen?
Nothing's going to happen.
Some dude's going to get in and be like, what, me?
Nope. But I didn't even think about it.
You want to hang out?
We found out.
You look like a pretty fella.
That width and height, they equal. Well, you know what.
You know what they equal. You add them together. Randy told us this morning that the crunch wakes him up.
Yeah, man.
Sometimes you got a little crunch in the morning.
Poke around crunch. Brandon Adams is in it as deep as anybody is. And skin that smoke wagon. It's always a good day when that makes an
outrageous
show.
Thing to say, man. Turns out he might not have said it. He was writing his own story. All right. Well, saying. She goes in this
banger.
Song. She goes. All right. All the songs in both of these movies are incredible. We'll see what Dukes and Bell have for you next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.